Let's test it if you are still awake. Okay? You're coming up 1 hour early. So when I say God is good, and you say all the time, and when I say all the time, and you say God is good. Okay? God is good?
All the time.
All the time?
God is good.
Okay, you are awake. What? God is good? Sure? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do this morning a little bit of like a show and tell. Do you know what the show and tell is? Yeah. You bring some your like a personal item to show and then tell a story behind it, maybe. Okay? I brought 3 items this morning. Do you know what this is?
Binoculars
and
flashlight
and back scratcher. Uh-huh. Back scratcher. Just scratch my back, right? That's my personal items. Don't say ew, okay? When I look at these items, what reminds me is our limited ability, our body limited ability. See, when I look at these binoculars, you know, because of we're not able to see far away, so somebody invented these binoculars, and then we are able to see the object far away, right? When in the dark, we're not able to see clearly without light. So somebody invented the flashlight so that we can see. That means we are really, you know, we have a very limited ability in our body, right? Some animals, you know, they're able to really see in the dark, but we're not able to do that. And then finally, we're not able to scratch our back with our hands, right? Can you scratch your back?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to be able to reach your hands behind your
back. Right. Okay, I guess this is my limited ability. It's mine. So, what I'm trying to say this morning is we are very limited. That's why we need God. You know, when people ask you, why we need God? Then we say, because we are weak. We are limited. So that's why we are asking God for presence. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, Apostle Paul said this, I am content with the weakness for the sake of Christ. I'm content with the weakness, our weakness for the sake of Christ. For I am weak, then I am strong. Can you say that again? I am weak. I am weak. Repeat after me.
I am weak.
Then I am strong. Because God is with us. All right? So God is good. You forget. God is good, right? So even look at this. This is my really precious item. Sometimes I take this to my travel so I can scratch my back. So, okay? Even though we are very limited, my personal limitation, but God is with us, so I am strong. So repeat after me. I am weak. Then I am strong. For God is with us. God is good.
All the time.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your presence in our lives. Because of our limited ability, you called us. You are with us, and you guide us with your Holy Spirit. God, especially guide these children with your spirit as go out and to the world, and help them to find you, your voice. We ask your true blessing upon everyone, every children and youth in our church members. Thank you, God, for your presence and guidance. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, you can go back to your classroom.